Whose story is it? Is it yours? Is it theirs? Is it mine? Does it even matter? To know me, do you need to know who I am? To know you, do I need to know who you are? Does it even matter? What's the difference? To hear, to listen, to say, to tell, to look, to see. Does it even matter? When does one become alone? When does alone become lonely? Is it the same? Does it even matter?
Listen beyond the words.
For example, when you have a conversation with somebody,
try and understand where the other person is.
Beyond the words.
And I love the idea of talking and thinking together instead of just like presenting some idea when I talk to people.
Listen beyond the words.
I'm more of an emotional person than a word person. Which for me is way easier because words don't make as much sense to me as emotions and sounds.
I think there are many things that can't be said.
But if you don't listen beyond the words, then you wouldn't know why the words were chosen in the first place.
Whose story is it? Does it even matter?
I'm sure that I have a voice inside of me.
I think a lot of people don't truly understand the meaning of listening because
it doesn't matter how much I can
to know me,
open myself.
Do you need to know who I am?
To people and to be the most
people
to know
don't
you.
Truly understand
Do I need to
the meaning
know
of
who you
listening.
Are?
To be there completely with my whole heart.
Does it even matter?
Even when you're calm and you're silent, you still have thoughts and feelings that are going through your body and around you. Whether they are yours or not, I think they play a very big part in our lives.
And I'm a person that normally, I'm not coming with strong opinions a lot, most of the time, especially here I find myself that I need to prove something and to present some idea or some opinion.
What's the difference? To hear, to listen.
And I think that most people don't pay almost any attention.
What's the difference
to this part of our lives?
To say, to tell.
And it's stressful and it's not fun. Like I prefer to just like keep my mouth shut, you know, just like be quiet.
To look, to see.
Which I'm sure guides us all the time.
Does it even matter? When does one become alone?
When does alone become lonely?
Is it the same?
I'm sure that I have a voice inside of me.
Does it even matter?
Isn't she lovely? Isn't she wonderful? Isn't she precious? Less than 1 minute old. I can't believe what love has done with a new conceived shit. But isn't she lovely, made from love? Do 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 do.
Whose story is it? Is it yours? Is it theirs? Is it mine? Does it even matter?
I was never sung to.
My dad sang more, you know, than my mom. Like, she didn't sing to us.
He had a really soft and warm
to know me
voice.
Do you need to know who I am?
He would come individually to me and my brother and sing to us.
I was never sung to.
Or tell stories.
To know you. Do I need to know who you are?
He like wasn't a professional singer, but he has a really good voice.
Does it even matter?
So
voice.
More tell stories. And he would make up the story.
We don't have like a soft culture of storytelling voice. In my family. So.
To each of us sometimes. The same night. So he came up with like 10,000 stories probably.
I've never sung to.
Any lullaby, I feel like. We have it in us. It's like a language.
I haven't thought of songs in a while.
He had actually... personality of a singer.
What's the difference?
Anytime you would ask him to sing, he would sing.
To hear,
to listen.
I guess I feel trapped with songs. They sort of take over to say,
to tell.
I mean, they're nice. I mean, it's not that they're
to
look
to
bad
see
or anything, right? And people don't even listen to songs.
Does it even matter?
Because it's just repeats.
When does one become alone? When does alone become lonely? Is it the same?
Does it even matter?
I was never sung to.
I like the people that it can listen and can give you a different answer than the rest of the people. Because usually, you know, people will just give you an answer.
And they talk and talk and talk and talk and they talk.
There's like nothing there.
Something. And they talk and talk.
Very simple
and
talk, or banal.
And,
right?
And they talk.
If somebody gives you a special answer, you're like, this person should keep them.
Γρυφά, πάλι, όχι, πάλι μουσική θα κάνει θαύματα, γιατί σε θέλω.
Whose story is this?
Έτσι βγαίνουν τα τραγούδια, μάτια μου.
Is it yours?
Σε γνωρίζει ο πόνος και έρχεται κοντά σου.
Is it theirs?
Is it mine? Και έτσι κάνεις κουραγιό και τραγούδια γιο.
Does it even matter?
I don't keep a lot of people. I have my few people. I think it's important.
I really think so.
To know me, do you need to know who I am?
I look up to my dad.
To know you, do I need to know who you are?
I'm very connected to my mom.
Does it even matter?
Although he says some things that sometimes that are very hurtful.
What's the difference?
First of all, he always tells me that you are a golden mediocrity.
To hear, to listen.
It's something you shouldn't really think about. I mean...
You are like me. You're a golden mediocrity.
To say, to tell.
I think this is one of the things that when... Not if, when they come...
You're
that's a golden mediocre. You should deal with them.
You're good at many things, but not very good at one thing.
This person should keep them.
To look, to see. Does it even matter?
I mean, I didn't experience loss. I lost my father when I was really young. Didn't experience the loss, though, because I didn't really know him. But I guess learning from the people around me who did experience that loss.
You're like me. You need to accept it.
You can't expect anything. I mean, it can happen today. It can happen in 40 years. It can happen whenever.
In a way, he's right. Like, I don't have a niche where I am specifically talented at.
So why think of it, you know?
When does one become alone? When does alone become lonely? Is it the same? Does it even matter?
There's whose story is it?
Out in is it yours?
Is it theirs?
That never is it mine? Been broken
by the wind. Does it even matter? And the
reason to know me, do you need to know who I am?
It's to know you, do I need to know who you are?
If you say something that you can't take back,
does it even matter?
Big wind blows what's and the hear difference? A little crack.
To hear, to listen,
when you say,
to
say,
this might take to tell. You. To look,
swing
to
with
see.
The wind till the sky turns blue.
Does it even
swing
matter?
With the wind till the sky turns blue.
We need to prove as women that we are not what other people assume that we are.
We are different. We look differently. We speak differently. We think differently.
We're not shallow. We don't only care about playing the role of the woman in society as has been assigned to us. If you start yelling as a woman, you're confirming these assumptions that you have nothing else to offer. You don't have an intellect. You don't have arguments. You don't have a narrative to say.
I doubt myself a lot. Till I have an answer about anything, it could take.
I don't know
how to express it.
I'm not the best with defining things.
You don't really need to speak up to make yourself heard. You can give a speech and you can make people stay with the mouth open.
I'm getting to a point that I believe in it, but then suddenly, question mark.
If you present it in a way that speaks to everyone's hearts and minds.
Now I wanted to say something against what I said now because of the fear of being judged. That I don't have strong opinions, so it's bullshit.
Sometimes you need to yell as a woman because you have someone across you that doesn't see it like that.
So it's bullshit.
When does one become alone? When does alone become lonely? Is it the same? Does it even matter? مرغ سحر ناله سر کن داغ مرا تازه تر کن زاه شرر
Whose story is it? Is it yours? Is it theirs? Is it mine? Does it even matter?
To
know me, do you need to know who I am? To know you, do I need to know who you are? Does it even matter?
نغمه آزادی نو بشر
سرا
وزنفسی
از
این خاک
تودرا پر
شرر
کن What's the difference? Does it even matter?
I see it more close to the meaning of diversity. And difference is the reason that the world is beautiful. What makes everything worth seeing, thinking about, listening.
Laila laila mistakelet halevana.
What's the difference?
Does it even matter? To have very strong values that are not like what you think values should be, but that's the way you are. I don't know so many people who are like that, and I don't think I'm like that.
She seems so glad to see me. I just smile.
I more not and to do harm. Talk
about some old times, and we drank ourselves some beers. Still crazy after
makes the whole thing attractive. Makes the whole thing worth living for, I guess.
Still crazy after all these years.
Is it the same? Does it even matter?
What's the difference?
I'm different as well, even though I am the same in the, you know, because I grew up in a certain place. My skin color is different. My
Does that matter?
My ethnicity is different.
Does it even matter?
A lot of the people that I grew up with. New York is like the perfect fit, you know, because it's like the home for people like with no home.
No. ואיני רועד בכלל בואי אמא
interest in people that's something that makes us closer to each other.
Whose story is it?
Is it yours?
But I don't think it would be beautiful if it was completely common interest.
Is it theirs?
You love that you're different and you're both completely humane.
Does it even matter?
With lots of imperfections and...
Is it yours?
Completely different ideas and ideology, and then you still can love each other.
Let's say we meet up and we're both wanting to write a song or paint a picture. We can say that we'll buy one big canvas and we'll both paint on it together. And we can say that we'll both buy our own canvas and we can sit next to each other and paint. They're both fine. I'm not saying one is better than the other, but I feel like that most of the time, the normal way we interact is with two separate canvases. And the people that I try to surround myself with are people that have the flexibility to do both of these things.